Kum lan la black gemara. We are up to the Zayin Omer Aleph. We're actually up to the two dots, about 12 lines from the bottom of the page. And the gemara continues talking about different scenarios of Rosh Hashanah and a Mavi, overlapping or meeting each other, intersecting. Yosef Rab Yosef Kamed Rav Huna. Rab Yosef sat before his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rav Huna. One of his Rebbes. The Yosef he sat to Ka'omar and he said, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Machlekes, this whole Machlekes over here is what we had before between the Tanakam and Chananya. Whether you need a... The Tanakam said if you have a Rosh Hashanah, or we conclude it was a Mavi into a Rosh Hashanah, you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi on the other side. You had, Chananya said, according to Beshama, you need doors on both sides. According to Beshila, you need a door on one side and a Lechi on the other side. But if it's a mamash or shusarabi, everyone holds any doors. So he said, "Amar Rabbi Nomarav, machlekes. This whole machlekes is only by a sratya, which is a highway. Mekan v'sratya mekan. On both ends there was a highway, or platya mekan v'platya mekan. On both ends there was a big marketplace. By the way, even though Rashi says you need 600,000 people for a street." You have a thing called a sratya. And we're going to have a Rashi many in quite a few pages later, where Rashi says a highway that connects two cities doesn't need 600,000. Because the very fact that it's a public place, because it connects two different cities, not just localized, makes it already the Shusarabim. And that's one of the problems with these big highways that, you know, let's say, like, Danlang Road connects the cities. If it goes from one city to another city to another city, so then it doesn't really matter if it has 600,000. Even today, even according to the halacha that says you need 600,000, even though Shulchan Aruch says that everyone should be machmir and follow the other opinion, but even if you follow this halacha, when it comes to a road which turns into a highway that winds its way from Melbourne to other cities, if you can argue that it becomes the road that goes to Geelong and so on and so forth, because it used to be called Highway 1, then this was the way to go. And the question is, now that they made the other highway, does this lose completely its original thing, or does it mean it's just an alternative, another way of going? That's part of the debate about Danning Road. So it doesn't really matter if it has 600,000 people. That's called a sratya. So sratya is a highway, and a platya is a big marketplace, a square where lots of people gather together. So basically both ends are Rishus Rabim, and therefore you need, what we just said before, a door or whatever the pinyas are. But what happens? So that Mavi needs those things. What about if the Mavi goes from, let's say, Sratya Mekan, but Bika Mekan? On one end is a Sratya, Rishus Rabim, but the other end is only a fields, which is only a Carmelis. A Bika Mekan, a Bika Mekan, or Carmelis are both ends. Then, if it only goes to a Carmelis, even just one side, you no longer need a door. Everyone will agree. All you need is a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, a door frame on one side, and the other side, all you have is a lechi. And that's good enough. Says the Gemara first. Hasht, I don't understand. Hasht, the sratya mekan madoch, you have a Rosh Hashanah on one side, as long as you have a Carmelis on the other side. Ubika mekan. All you're telling me is, Oysel, Tzuras HaPesach, mekan, velech, lekur, mekan. All you need is a door frame on one side. On the side, let's say, facing Shusar Abim. And a lechi on the other side. Bika mekan, bika mekan, my boy. So if you have a bika on both sides, you have to tell me. Of course, then a door frame would be enough. Says Gemara, you missed the point. He's not giving you two different dinim. He's explaining it to you. That a sratya mekan, bika mekan, if on one side is a public highway, on the other side, it is a field. Nasik bika mekan, bika mekan. It's no different than if you have a carmelis on both sides. And it's good enough. And then he concludes, and this starts all the funny games. He concludes, okay? So if you have a Mavi, now if you look at the picture on Ashley's side, you'll see exactly what's going on here. So you have a Shasarabim on the left side, you have this Mavi, the street. Now, if you remember, we discussed before, there's a chutz and there's a rechava. A rechava can also be called a mukta. Chutz is the courtyard that's in front of the houses, where a few houses, two houses minimum, share a courtyard together. And there they used to leave all their wares, their private stuff. That was used. Then in the backyard was called rechava. They actually called it mukta, set aside. Nobody really used it. Nobody lives it. Nobody really used it. It's called a rechava. Now, if you have, let's say, a chutz, there's a few rules. If you have a chutz, and a movia goes into a chatzer, and the people in the chatzer made, let's say, made an eruv between themselves, they are allowed to obviously carry in the chatzer and so on. But the movi has a problem. Why? Even the movi has a lechi and a kerei, you cannot carry in the movi, because the people in the chatzer have access way through the movi to get to the public street, but the people in the movi have no right to the chatzer. So the people in the chatzer ruin, break the movi. But if there's a rechava, if the chatzer, the movi is open to the rechava does not in any way cancel the movi. There's no access way to the movi because nobody lives in the rechava, nobody uses the rechava to go. But look at the issue over here. So the movi spills into the rechava, but then after the rechava, you have now Rosh Hashanah. So the, in other words, you can go from the movi directly into Rosh Hashanah. You just have to, it is intersected by this rechava. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether we consider the Mavi as if there's a Shusha Rabim on both ends, and then goes back to the argument of Beis Hillel, you need a door and all that kind of stuff. Or do we say, no, the Mavi actually spills into the Rechava, and therefore it's like the case we just said a minute ago. Shusha Rabim on one side, Karmelis are even less than that on the other side, and therefore all you need is a Shusha Pesach and a Lechik to everybody. So the Gemara is going to have two ways of looking at it, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the first way that we thought was right but turned out to be wrong. What were they thinking? That's the Mahalach of today's Gemara. Says the Gemara, so let's go again. But he concluded, this Rabbi Yosef, Mashmeid Rabbi Yehuda, concluded name Rabbi Yehuda, Im hayim mavi kol rechava, the mavi spilled into rechava, ein tzarech klum. He says, if the mavi spills into rechava, you don't need to do anything. In other words, if you have a lechi in the front of the mavi, it's good enough. We totally ignore the Rosh Rabbim. The Rosh Rabbim as if it doesn't exist. So that's the chiddush over here. That's not considered a foolish to the Shusha Rabbim. Says the Gemara, normally by Rabbi Yosef, heard Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef didn't know whose name Rabbi Yehuda said it. And he just said Rabbi Yehuda said it. Now usually, Rabbi Yehuda had two teachers. First he had Rav, and when Rav passed away, he went to Shmuel. And Rabbi Yosef didn't know which teacher he said the name of, so he just left it nameless. Abaye said to his teachers, Rabbi Yosef, heard Rav Yehuda to Shmuel. I would surmise that Rabbi Yehuda, what he was saying was actually the name of Shmuel, couldn't be in the name of Rav. And why is that? Because the either Rav, because if it'll be Rav, Kashi the Rav the Rav Betarti. If it's Rav who says that if this is a Mavi spills into Rechava, which goes into the Rosh Rabim, and you say you need nothing on the end of the Rosh Rabim, of the Rechava, will be problematic with Rav in twofold. How? Because the Om Rabbi Yim Barab Rav is another din of Rav. That Rabbi Yim Barab said in the name of Rav, Mavi, if you have a street, Shenifrit Bimaluya Lechotze, he said the following. If you have a street that the opposite of the entrance and the opposite wall opens up into a chatzer, the nifritzer chatzer kinegdai, and then what happens is that the chatzer wall it has an opening of less than 10 amos. So if you're standing in the chatzer and you look at that breach, we learned before that in a chatzer, a breach of less than 10 amos, or 10 amos or less, is considered a frame. If it's framed on both sides by partition, and then you have a you have a breach of, let's say, 9.5 amos, or even exactly 10, we say that, that it's a doorway. So in the chatzah, there's no problem in the doorway. But as far as the mavi is concerned, it's open straight through to the Shusha Rabim. If it's open to a chatzah, the nifrit's a chatzah kenegdai, and the chatzah. We're talking about when the mavi looks into the chatzah, there's no wall left. It's completely open on that side. It's completely open. And it goes right into the chatzer. So right, so the wall fell down completely. And then the chatzer on the opposite side of that opening from the mavi into the chatzer has a hole in its wall, an opening in its wall that goes straight into the Shusha Rabim. So if you're standing in the mavi and you're looking, you see straight into the Shusha Rabim. As far as the chatzer is concerned, they have four walls. Because even though there's an opening on both sides, the side to the mavi and the side to the Shusha Rabim, but nevertheless, these openings are less than 10 amos. So as far as the chutz is concerned, they have frames, and it's considered, a Pesach. So the din is that chutz muteres, the chutz you're allowed to carry in the chutz. Why? Because as far as the chutz is concerned, they have four walls, because they have frames, they have partitions on both sides of the openings, the side to the Shusharabim and the side facing the mavi. So there's no problem. And the people in the mavi have no right to walk into the chutz, so they don't disturb the chutz whatsoever. but the people in the Chatzar are going to ruin the Mavi. Why is that? Because they have a right. They have an access to the Mavi, and they're not part of the Mavi, so they break it. However, the Mavi is Asa. And the Mavi is Asa. Now, right now we think, why is the Mavi Asa? Because it's facing the Shusha Rabim. We're not thinking right now, it has anything to do with the aid of the Chatzar, not the aid of the Chatzar. We're thinking the problem here is, according to the Bai understood, that you're standing in the Mavi, what do you see? You see the Shusha Rabim. So you, a minute ago, said that Rabbi Yosef said, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and you didn't know who it was. If you're standing in the Shusha Rabim and it goes into the backyard, into the Rechava or the Muksa, and then face Shusha Rabim, you said, what? That's considered closed off. We don't consider it as if it's fronting Shusha Rabim. Here it's clearly, it seems, that his Abai's understanding of Rabbi and Rabbi is that if it's facing the Chatzar, which the Chatzar is facing Shusha Rabim, it's as if the Mavi is facing Shusha Rabim, and therefore you cannot carry in the Mavi. That's the, it's like a Mavi Mefulish. Nothing to do with the fact that it spills into a Chatzar. That's what he thought. And why did Rabbi Yehuda then talk about Rechava? He gave an example of Rechava, and you're talking about a case of a Chatzar. But the main purpose here is the fact that it spills out into the Shusha Rabim. We'll see later what the difference, why he talks about Rechava and he talks about Chatzar. Says the Gemara, Vamai, Levi Kim Mavi should call it Rechava. Why are you telling me not to carry in the street? If Rabbi Yehuda said previously his din was according to Rav, then according to Rav, and he said before going to Rechava, you're allowed to carry the Mavi, it's considered sealed, because we don't view it as if it's spilling into the Shusha Rabim, but rather going directly into Rechava, even though the Rechava on the other end is open to Shusha Rabim, so the same should be the Chatzar. The fact is, it's spilling into a courtyard. Who cares if the other end of the courtyard is open to the Shusha Rabim? So it should be considered as a close off. V'amai lehevi kemavi shekol l'rechava. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Rabbi. He said, no, therefore it's clear that obviously it's not Rav who said that. The previous day must have been the name of Shmuel. Amalei said, Amalei Daina. I don't know exactly who learned it from, but I'll tell you what. Uv the Havdi, because he never told us. I just saw something that he did. There was an incident in Bedura Derusa. There was an incident in this place, Bedura Derava. So, in the place where the where all these the shepherds were living, he saw there. I saw there a mavi shekala lechava hava. I saw there was a street that spilled into the chava. But also came Rabbi Yehuda. They came before Rabbi Yehuda, and then the other side of the chava was also Rabbi Yehuda. Said, "Can we carry in the street?" And Vele Atzkalim didn't require anything. He didn't even tell me. That's why I don't know if his name is Rav Nimeshmu. I just saw how he paskin, and therefore I know that's what he says. And he said, Rabbi Yehuda said, maybe you're right. Maybe he talked to him. Maybe he said the name is Shmuel, not like Rav. Because according to Rav, we'll treat it as if it's spilled in Shusha Rabim, it should be Yasser. If it bothers you that if I said maybe it's the name of Rav, fine. Tevim Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, I'll agree with you. It doesn't bother me. However, the Gemara says, Efshav Lekashim Miti. And therefore, no problems. If that makes you happy, follow Shmuel, fine. Come, the Gemara says, love Dafke. Because we have another din that was taught to us, and if you know this new din, then maybe we can give a whole new slant to this whole thing and say that it works out even according to Rav. And what's that? You totally misunderstood Rabbi Yimri Bar Abba's words in the name of Rav. You thought that the reason that that you're allowed to carry is because you thought the reason why the mother you're not allowed to carry, the problem is that it's as if it's spilled into Shusha Rabim. You totally misunderstood. The reason why you're not allowed to carry the mother is because it spilled into a chatzar. And the chatzar therefore makes it difficult for the mother to carry because the people in the chatzar have access to the mother and the people in the mother don't have access to the chatzar. That's the problem. Not because it's spilled into Shusha Rabim. Nothing to do with that. Could be, but in the Rechava, there's no people there, nobody ushering the Mavi. Could be, Rav also would agree, it's considered as if it fell in the Shusha Rabim. And it could be agreed that it's not like Shusha Rabim, it's just spilled in the Rechava. It's mutter. The problem here of Yivar Abba is not because it's spilled in the Shusha Rabim, but because it's spilled into a Chatzar. And the people in the Chatzar have access, as Zigmar explains. Hashta, the Amalei of Sheshet of Shmuel Ben Abba. But I'm another say, the Yisra Ben Abba. As Berloch, I will explain to you. Kan she'ivu, the reason why Rav says here that the Mavi is Asr. It depends, sometimes it's Asr, sometimes it's Mutter. If the people in the Chatzar made an Eidiv together with the people in the Mavi, if there's an Eidiv between the Chatzar and the Mavi together, then the people in the Mavi can carry. Because they all have access, to each other's properties, no problem. You know why Rav asked the Mavi? He's talking about a case where the people in the Chatzar did not make an Eidah with the people in the Mavi. Nothing to do with the fact that the other side of the Chatzar ends up in the Shusha Rabim. That's a red herring. But the only thing that matters here is, if the people in the Mavi did not make an Eidah together with the people in the Chatzar, then the people in the Chatzar have access in the Mavi, are strangers, and the moment you have strangers, they ruin the Mavi. And we'll see later that why isn't it, when we say it's a problem, if there's a Rav on the other side of the Chatz, and when it isn't a problem, as we'll soon see, we'll qualify all that. Yeah, and so the main thing here we're talking about is the chatzin, and the reason why we even mentioned the chatzin has a breach of Shus Rabim, trying to say that even though people use it as a shortcut, it doesn't in any way hurt the chatzin. Nevertheless, if the chatzin made an aid of together the mavi, you're allowed to carry the mavi, as long as that breach into the Shus Rabim is less than 10 amos, so it's only considered a doorway. But the Issa mavi has nothing to do with spilling into the Shus Rabim. But the problem is the aid of anat. Says the Gemara, so now that he told him this din, can't she ever, can't she leave? If they made an Erev together, then you're allowed to carry him above. If you didn't make an Erev, now they'll carry the Rav and the Amalek Kasha. So then it could all be Rav. Well, can't she ever, b'nei chatzim, b'nei mavi? Here, when he says you're allowed to carry the mavi, he's talking about, you know, that's the first case of Rabbi Yehuda. That was, they made an Erev between each other, and can't she leave? And here they didn't make an Erev. And the case of the Rechava is as if they made an Erev, because nobody lives there. If you don't, nobody lives there, you don't need an Erev there. And that's for the first case. The first case is a rechava where there's no eidah, but there's no chatzah there, so therefore you're allowed to carry in the mavi. Not because we, and the Shusram doesn't bother us. I'll just soon see later why Shusram doesn't bother us. And the second case is talking about, they did make an eidah, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the mavi. And again, the Shusram doesn't bother us. Says the Gemara. Okay, so I have a whole new pshat in what Rabbi Yemiya Bar Abba was saying, the name of Rav. Says the Gemara, and the way Abai understood, but Abai understood the case was, nothing to do with the Erev, he understood it has to do whether we treat it as if it's spilled into the Shus Rabim, because that's ultimately where it goes. Well, the Maidah, Salagadadim Mikora, Ben Shiv, and Shleivu, Pligi. What are they arguing? They're arguing whether you made an Erev, didn't make a difference, they're arguing. Rav and Shmuel, what's the argument? Be Erevu, my Pligi, be Shleivu, my Pligi. What are they arguing in each one? The Gemara says, if they didn't make an Eidav, and yet there's an argument whether we treat it as if it went to the Shus Rabim or not, is talking about a case, Benira Bechutz. In other words, if they didn't make an Eidav, why would Shmuel say that, no, that it's Asr, and Rav said that it's not Asr? He's talking about here, Benira Bechutz, Vishava, because Rav said the Mavi is Mutar, right? What did Rav say over here? That the mavi is mutter. What do you call it? In the first case, he says mutter. What's going on here? He's talking about a case beneath the bechutz v'shava b'fnim. This is the case here is, if you're standing in the mavi, the entire fourth wall collapsed. There's no. All you see is a wide opening. But if you're standing in the chatzar, you just see an opening on a wall, but you still have partitions on both sides of that opening. And there's a big machlekes if it's considered as if both sides see a doorway, or do we say no, it's not a doorway because on one side the entire wall is collapsed. So here you have the same thing here. You have a case of nirim b'chutz, you know, those people standing in the chutz can see it, but the people standing in the mavi cannot see it. So, and the question is, so according to Rav, Rav holds that it's still considered partitions to treat it so the chutz can carry. The people of Chatzah can carry because for them it's just an opening in a wall, and therefore they're allowed to carry. And the Rav will, and Shmuel will say no, since on the other side of the wall you don't see any partitions. It's as if the entire wall is missing, and therefore the people of Chatzah cannot carry as well. Number one, Be'irvu, and if they did make an Eidav, and if he made a contact by his understanding was the problem. If they made an Eidav, what's the problem now? The problem is because it ultimately ends up in the Shus Rabim, they're arguing Rabbi Yosef. What do you think they're arguing Rabbi Yosef? What Rabbi Yosef said? Rabbi Yosef said, Lo Yishanu, when do we say that you don't have to do anything? Only when the street is right in middle of the backyard over there. Why? Because it's right in middle of the backyard, and there's a backyard, I'm flanking both sides of that entrance from the street into there. So it's clear that the mavi is not going into the Shus Rabim. The mavi is really going into the Rechava, because you have space in the Rechava on the right side, you have space in the Rechava on the backyard on the left side. So it's clear that the mavi is not a street that abuts the Shus Rabim, it's abutting a proper backyard. That's when we say that it's not considered attached abutting Shus Rabim, and you don't have to do anything at all. And therefore, we're not going to make a mistake next time and say, oh, if you have a street that goes from one Shus Rabim to another Shus Rabim, you don't have to do anything, because I remember I saw last time there. Because there, everyone saw the difference. There, it didn't go into Shus Rabim. It ended up in the Rechava. Avo kol letzid Rechava aser. Never but, Rabbi Yosef says, but if the street of the Mavi is parallel to the end, let's say the left side of the backyard, because the wall of the mavi ends, and right away is the back part of the houses of that rechava. So the wall, look, if you're standing in the street, it looks like the wall goes straight into the Shusha Rabim. Then we have a problem according to one opinion, because it looks like it goes to Shusha Rabim, and we should make a gzeda. If we do nothing there, people think that if you have a side street, even though it connects, it abuts to two to Shusha Rabims, you don't have to do anything on one side. So therefore, and that's the machlek is there. Rav holds, even so, the person standing in the street realizes it's not going, the Rav holds it's asr because he's saying here that it looks like it's going to Shusha Rabim, and Shmuel holds it's mutter because it's going into Rechava. Omar Rabba says Rabba further, I'll qualify further. Hold the Amr, this is what he said, even when you say that if it lands in the middle of the Rechava, it's permitted, because everybody can see it lands in the Rechava, and therefore nobody's going to make a mistake and think that if it abuts Shusha Rabim, you don't have to do anything. That's only talking about where you have to make a little bit of a detour. The breach on the other side of Rechava to the Shusha Rabim is not directly opposite the Mavi, it's a bit to the left. And because it's a bit to the left, so therefore it's a bit obvious that the Mavi is not going directly to the Shusha Rabim, because you have to make a little bit of detour. But if it's mamish, the breach on the other side of the Rechava onto the street is directly opposite the Mavi, the street that you're walking on, then it looks like, for appearance sake, that this Mavi takes you directly to Shusha Rabim, then we are worried, and according to everybody, you have to do something on the end. So when we're talking about it, we're talking about in Machlek, as we're Rabbish, we're talking about not directly opposite, a little bit of detour on the side. says the Gemara further. Omar Mashashi goes further. Mashashi says, how the Amr, this that you say, that Zeshalai Kenegaz Mutter, this that you say, that if not directly there, it's Mutter, like Amram, you're telling me, but if the breach in the Rechava to the Shusha Rabim is not directly opposite, it's Mutter, you don't have to do anything because it's spilling into Rechava, on the other hand, also the Rechava does not ask other people in Mavi, is like Amram Elo, the Rechava, the Rabim. We're talking about a backyard that belongs to a whole bunch of people. If it's a person, if it's a single houses, single owner's backyard, then it's no good. Why shouldn't it be good there? What's a chilek? How many owners do you have? The whole point is, it's not spilling into the Shusha Rabim. So he says here, because Zimnin sometimes that the Mimlech Allah Ubana Lebatim. What happens if there's a private owner and he decides he wants to build some more houses on his empty lot? And now the new houses, the back of it, will abut the Mavi, and the Mavi will continue right, you know, it looks like the wall seamlessly goes straight to the Shusha Rabim. And we have to anticipate, even when you build it, when you're carrying it today, we have to anticipate what's going to happen tomorrow. Because once people get into the habit of carrying, it's very hard to stop them. So if you're going to say that you're allowed to carry, only carry in the Rechava de Rabims, and therefore there's no chances that, you know, everyone's going to stop the other person from building his houses and taking up the backyard. So therefore, this is how it's going to remain forever. So if your mother spills into Rechava, then you have to make a little slight detour to go left, to go to the street, no problem. But if you have, if you're a sole owner and you can build houses, and then what's going to happen is it's going to become, the wall will look like it goes straight to the Shusha Rabim, like we discussed before, then it's forbidden already. And how do we know that? How do we know that we anticipate such things, what's going to happen tomorrow? Maybe just look at today. Today, right now, it's all right. And how do you know the Shani Lam is a difference between Chavad Rabbi and Chavad Yachid, whether it's considered public or private, who cares? Says, there was a story, there was a story with a street, one side ended up by the sea, and the other side ended up by a tip. So you had, either on the right side, on the left side, or on the back, you had the sea. Now the sea is considered a wall. Now why is the sea a wall? I mean, there is one opinion that says it's the water itself. But the vast majority of opinion learns it's not the water. It's the decline. When you go into the ocean, there's an incline. And the incline has to be, according to halacha, has to be a depression of 10 tfachim over a distance of 4 amas. So it's not so steep. Many times it's not the beginning of the ocean, because the beginning of the ocean you might be very, very gradual. And suddenly, if you ever go on a beach, and you're walking and you can walk out, 100 feet, and you're still, only up to your knees. And then suddenly there's a drop. In all seas, you have a thing called continental shelf where it drops dramatically, but that's way out in the ocean. We talk about, you know, in the beginning of the ocean, suddenly there's a drop. That drop, if there's a slope of four amas, of a distance of 4 amas, 10 tefachim, that becomes the wall. And that, therefore, can be counted as your fourth wall. So here you had two walls. One was a tip, and one was the sea. But my son, they want to know if you're allowed to carry. They didn't want to say anything. They didn't want to say yes, they didn't want to say no. Why do you want to say the kind of mechitzis? The fact is, right now, you have a kosher ediv. You don't want to say, we are worried. First of all, whenever you use, people tell you to use an ediv, they use, like, say, kill the beach. You have to stand there and measure, because you need that incline should be the entire length of your fourth wall. If it's only, you know, and if incline, let's say, in one part is, you know, 20 feet into the water, and then the next part, it's 50 feet in the water, then there's no correlation. You can't use it as a wall. It has to be like a straight line, or more or less, you know, gradually, you know, within 4 amma drop, sorry, 4 amma 10 tefachim. That was one of the big problems of the first ediv that was built here. They relied on St. Kilda Beach, which was not highly problematic, which was just wrong. They never measured it. But they wanted to make the ediv in Manhattan. I don't know if you know about this whole controversy many, many years ago. And the Rebbe was very heavily involved. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was involved. All the Rabbanim at that time. I don't know why they got the Rebbe involved, but they got very heavily involved. And it was fascinating, the letters you should see back and forth, because all the letters were about the Yukim in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Rebbe was showing them how to learn the Mishnah Berurah, which was pretty amazing. But they stood and they measured all around Manhattan, because there you have big drops. You know, the Hudson River and the East River, you go all around, and they had big drops there, and they measured it to make sure that it's suitable enough as far as that's concerned. Nevertheless, most Pesachim came out against it for other reasons, but at least that's at that time. But they measured. They hired people to measure. Says the Gemara. Anyway, so why didn't you want to say that it's mutter? If it's mutter, why didn't you want to say that? So Gemara says, Chayshinen, he's worried that tomorrow, Shematin not lashba. What happens if they decide to move the garbage dump? You know, the greenies come in and say, we don't want it here, we want somewhere else. And people already got into the habit of carrying, so this is an important rule, by the way, in Hilchos Erevin, that you have to, when you make an Erev, you can't just say for the here and now. I'm not talking about a house, not about a communal Erev. You have to anticipate the future as much as you can, as much as possible. And so on. One of the reasons that Moshe generally was against Erevin, he writes, especially in Manhattan, what he was against was because you had to get permission from the council. So what happens? Councils have elections all the time. What happens tomorrow's councils decide not to give you a permit? If you remember in Sydney, they couldn't get a permit in the north side of Sydney because the councils came in and revoked it. So what happened? The council, after 25 years, 40 years, come along and say, nah, we don't want the native anymore. We're not interested. You know, it's anti-religious, separation of religion and state, all that kind of stuff. What happens then? He says, 40 years they've been in the habit of carrying. You're going to go stop them? How? So that was actually his basis. Also, he brings it right from Rashi. I'll point it out to you in the Tzaddiks later when we get there. But this is the idea right here. You have to anticipate tomorrow, number one. And so maybe the tip will move. Another thing is, regarding the sea, the Yalla Hayam Sirtan. We are worried when it comes to a sea that maybe the Yam will dig up and bring up, you know, rocks and sand and everything else, and that incline will disappear. Well, that ain't going to disappear. Big machlek is if we say that same chash when it comes to a river or not as well, because river doesn't have waves and so on. And others even argue about a bay, because St. Kilda is a bay, not an ocean. So maybe a bay, we're not so chashish, and so on. Says about further, so therefore, we do anticipate. And that's why a rechava of a single owner, we don't rely on. Says about mi chashin, now you tell me we're worried. But now we learned ashpa b'shusarabim, we learned clearly that if you have a tip in the shusarabim, gevoya yutfachim, in a public place, 10 tefachim high, so tip 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide become the shusiyachid. If your window is right on top of the tip, you can throw your garbage directly into this tip. Chaloin shagaba, if you have a window right out, overlooking this tip, zorkin la b'shabbos, because you're throwing from one shusiyachid to another. I don't know what we see from here. So how could it work? One place you say you're allowed to throw in the tip. You know, we're not worried. Luchel, you'd be worried if you're going to let him throw from his window to the tip. What happens tomorrow? The tip moves away and you'll continue throwing things out your window. Yet we're not worried. And yet you're telling me that we don't want to rely on a mavi that the one side is a tip. What's the difference? You must then answer. Alma Shani must be a different ashpa de rabim lashpa de yach. It's a difference between a public tip and a private tip. A public tip is what we're talking about. You're allowed to throw from your window because they'll never move. And at least you have reasonable grounds to say that it won't move. But a private tip, tomorrow the guy can change his mind. He wants to do something else with his property. And the case of the Mavi, where Rebbe didn't want to say that it's mutter, is because it's a private tip. So you say I'm right. Same thing by Rechava. Hachinami shamnia ben Rechava, the Rab, Rechava Yachid. So you know, the Rabbonon, my, what would the Rabbonon themselves hold? the Rabbonon in times of Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, and he didn't want to rule Osir or Mutter. What do they hold? Amr Rebbe said, Bavdi, mitana, vachachamim, oise, chom, taka, hold, that it's Osir. Chom, Asir. Because they hold that you can't rely on a tip, you can't rely on the ocean, it has to be proper walls. Amr Nachamim, halach, vachachamim. The halach is vachachamim. However, Vikid Amri, Amr Rebbe said, Bavdi, mitana, chom, matin, vachachamim. And the chacham amate, the chacham amate, we do rely on the sea, and we do rely on a tip. So the Gemara, Merema posig leil suri, Merema ruled that in Surin, it seems that a lot of the streets ended up in the sea, and he didn't want them to rely on the sea as their walls. So what he did was he made them put oisle, he made them put nets. Between every alleyway seems to go, you know, they go like they had a marina or whatever. Every alleyway went straight onto the sea. He made them put a net in the back of between each alleyway, so they had a real wall. They didn't rely on the sea at all. He was machmir. Omar, he said, Chayshin, I am worried. Shema yala yam sirtin. The yam made bring up, you know, a sirtin. Big Bachleik, as we're talking about in Surya, was Surya on the sea or was Surya on a river? Because very important. If Surya is on the river, then we see that even a river, we are worried you cannot rely because maybe Yala Hayam certain. Says the Gemara, there was a Mavi Akum that we learned about before. You know, one of these winding Mavis. And, what do you call it? And, like we learned before, you know, the Ches and all that, or the Dalud. And what happened was, sorry, wait a second. Actually, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow. We don't do a whole Gemara already. Okay.
Thank you.
If you get the sheets tomorrow before the shir, please pass them around. It makes it a lot easier when you see it, I guess. Did you all understand?